From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The Spanish region of Catalonia is reportedly preparing to declare independence, perhaps even as soon as Monday, following last Sunday's referendum. That vote has been deemed illegal by the central government in Spain. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont, in a televised address, said he preferred mediation with Madrid.
Cada mensaje del señor Puigdemont es un nuevo desasosiego.
However, speaking here, Spain's Deputy Prime Minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, called the referendum a journey to nowhere. She said Puigdemont is living outside the law. European Union Wednesday appealed for dialogue. Frans Timmermans is the EU Commission first vice president.
The power of dialogue, of sitting down and talking to each other, even if and especially when we passionately disagree, is what our union is built on.
Timmermans said it's time to find a way out of the impasse by working within the constitutional order. European analyst Bruce Wilson of Australia's RMIT University said dialogue appears the only way out of the dispute.
This, of course, goes back for the best part of a decade that the Catalans have been seeking to renegotiate the terms of their relationship with the Spanish national constitution. And I think the time for dialogue is very much at the forefront of people's minds.
While most Catalans who cast ballots voted for independence, only about 40% took part in the referendum. Health officials in Madagascar are trying to contain an outbreak of plague that has killed as many as 30 people over the last 2 months. They've recorded nearly 200 suspected cases, many of them being transmitted in urban areas. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber blew himself up inside a crowded Sufi shrine in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province, killing at least 13 people and wounding dozens of others. Doctors say they have received a large number of casualties and that the death toll is likely to rise. A provincial government spokesman told VOA that the bomber wanted to enter the main compound but blew himself up when police guards intercepted him. President Donald Trump visited Las Vegas, Nevada Wednesday, scene of America's worst mass shooting in which nearly 60 people died, including the lone gunman. More than 500 people were wounded. Mr. Trump says America is a nation in mourning.
Many families tonight will go to bed in a world that is suddenly empty. The people they so dearly love were torn away from them forever.
The president visited the hospital bedsides of many of the wounded and spoke later of the grief shared nationally for those who lost loved ones.
We struggle for the words to explain to our children how such evil can exist, how there can be such cruelty and such suffering. But we cannot be defined by the evil that threatens us or the violence that incites such terror.
President Trump. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Wednesday denied media reports that he's considering resigning.
My commitment to the success of our president and our country is as strong as it was the day I accepted his offer to serve as Secretary of State.
NBC News reported yesterday that Tillerson had been openly critical of the president, going as far as calling him, quote, a moron, that Vice President Mike Pence and other officials had to intervene to persuade Tillerson to stay on. Russian warplanes are suspected of having carried out a strike that killed dozens of civilians trying to flee fighting in Syria's Deir al-Zor province. They were attacked as they attempted to cross the Euphrates River in boats. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says children were among those killed. In Mexico, officials said the last body known to be trapped in an earthquake rubble has been recovered some 2 weeks after a major 7.1 magnitude tremor struck central Mexico, killing nearly 370 people. And finally, British author Kazuo Ishiguro has been awarded the 2017 Nobel Prize in Literature. The committee said Ishiguro, through his novels, has uncovered the abyss, quote, beneath our illusory sense of connection with the world. The recipient last year was poet laureate Bob Dylan, an influential contributor to popular music and culture for the last half century. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.